Today on Seculo, a Trump verdict is a lose-lose for Biden as the jury begins deliberation.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
You know, a criminal case is all over the place when possible outcomes could include prison time, significant, fines, a house arrest, or a mix of some. So, or probation even. So not even house arrest. And that's because right now we know the jury got the instructions this morning from Judge Merchant. They are now deliberating.
Yeah, just the last few minutes.
They've been deliberating, I think, about now, what, 25, 30 minutes?
CNN has a timer going.
I know.
So I'd love to hear where that timer's at.
It was at 15 minutes, like...
I think 15, 20 minutes 15 ago. So I don't know, it's probably 40 minutes.
They probably were still just getting their coffee and Danish. But, you know, what does this mean? 31
there you
minutes.
Go. If you're watching live, 31
now,
minutes.
Here's what usually happens in criminal trials. Usually happens in normal criminal trials. If a jury comes back very quickly, it means they all agree, and usually that they all agree that someone is guilty. But the judge today just got to, because you think prosecution went to 8 o'clock last night?
Yeah, I was texting Will. I go, are we in?
5 or 6 hours? 5 hours of closing?
I asked Will late last night, I go, are we in deliberate? Like, is it happening now? And he's like, yeah, they just wrapped up. And I was like, gosh, putting my children to sleep.
They said that part of that is a strategy of just trying to wear people down to say,
exhaust them.
This is like taking up so much of my life. I'm so confused. And the judge issued, which he has the prerogative to do, but you don't have to do. He sent them back with nothing except for their own notes. So if any questions come up about his instructions that they received, they have to then, if there's any like point of law or issue, they have to send a note to the judge, then go into the courtroom. That's public, so reporters will be able to go in and the attorneys, and they'll be able to see what the jury was asking information about. So you'll get a hint about like where they are in their deliberations if they so do that. But what I thought was kind of most bizarre was how the judge today said that you can come about this and find President Trump guilty of a felony, but you don't have to agree on what the felony is. And so he explained it like this. They have to be unanimous on the fact that, again, they falsified business records. But you don't have to be unanimous on what makes that a felony. So you could believe that it was the violation of the FEC Act, Campaign Act. You could believe it was falsification of other business records. You could believe it was a violation of tax laws. So different jurors could believe each of that as the second point to make it a felony. And he would consider that a unanimous guilty verdict.
It's wild. This is not,
when President Trump says this is just, I think the, what is the word he just used other than garbage? And
he said not even Mother Teresa could beat these or something like that. Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
I think was interesting to get ahead of that.
Kind of saying, hey, I'm going to lose.
Right.
And if you win, I guess it's like, great.
Yeah. I mean, if you set the bar, set the bar so high as that Mother Teresa would lose in this jury.
I think we have a clip.
Yeah, can we play? Okay, so we'll play for next segment. We want to take your calls on this to 1-800-684-3110. I mean, listen, you're sending a jury into a highly complicated, made-up case. As we've said, these laws have been made up for this case. I mean, this is not traditional law. You've got federal law that Bragg is not even supposed to be enforcing. New York state law that he really isn't supposed to be including with business records. So, taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. And, of course, Logan, ACLJ champions helping us, again, continue the fight. We've got a lot of cases to update people on today as well.
Yeah, we're going to ask you today, as we head to the end of the month, please become an ACLJ champion. That is someone who gives on a recurring basis, a monthly recurring donor. And it gives us a great baseline to gauge the number of cases we can take on, the amount of work we can take on. We can't do that without you. We need to be there for you when you need it. So we need you right now. Give monthly, scan the QR code, or go to aclj.org/champions.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
To Secchio. So we are on the first of the mini Trump cases to watch, and we're on jury watch to get the verdict. I think, again, it's...
They're deliberating now.
They're deliberating. It's a shorter week because of Memorial Day. So you have to remind yourself we're already to Wednesday. Usually, this is not always, but usually in a criminal case, if they come back very quick, that's not good for the defendant. If they go on and on, like through the weekend, things are getting better for the defendant. It doesn't mean automatically, by the way. This is so complicated that they could go on and on, and I think still, as Donald Trump said, well, let's play it. They could go on and on, and it wasn't matter if it was Donald Trump or some other people he mentioned, that because they threw so much at the wall for this jury. And by the way, they're not letting the jury take anything back from the case except for their own personal notes. So you could imagine how the two lawyers on the jury, and I'm not accusing them of doing this, but if they were Trump haters, they could really bully the jury into thinking, hey, we're the lawyers here. Trust us.
Yeah.
He did this. And this is, regardless of what you think about President Trump, this is illegal. But listen to what President Trump had to say right after.
Just moments ago.
This is just right after the jury began deliberations. The courtroom was cleared.
In listening to the charges from the judge, who's, as you know, very conflicted and corrupt because of the confliction, very, very corrupt. Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged. The whole country's a mess between the borders and fake elections. And you have a trial like this where the judge is so conflicted he can't breathe. He's got to do his job, and it's not for me that I can tell you. It's a disgrace, and I mean that Mother Teresa could not beat those charges, but we'll see.
So, I have a question about this. Obviously, he's saying Mother Teresa keeps saying these same things. Is this because he's also under the gag order, so he's carefully picking words that maybe beforehand they said, here's some lines you can say that aren't going to get us in trouble.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah,
sort of repeating, and then like, let's talk about the border. Let's talk about
the campaign.
Nothing to do with this case. So you have to be able to pick words. So if it seems like he's a bit repeating, it's probably because he and his team went over, here are the buzzwords you can say without saying enough.
Talk about how this has been 6 weeks to distract people, the American people, from how the economy, there were all these talks, going into the summer that interest rates would come down and they haven't. That the border, there was going to be some security and things like that. We're not, of course, it's gotten worse, but we're not talking about it. Instead, all three networks are full-time on that same pretty boring shot of New York State District Court.
Yeah. So people are asking also about whether he can appeal this. Is this the end of the road, or does this continue on? And what does that mean if you get convicted? Let's say he gets convicted. Does that mean next thing would be a sentencing and then an appeal?
You'd be sentenced, and then you're could probably come, depending on how long they set out for when the sentencing would occur. And there's a lot of complications with his sentencing because of his current candidate for office. He has lifetime
security, in general,
lifetime Secret Service protection. So depending on what he got convicted of, was it just the misdemeanors? Was it just fines? So again, that gets complicated on its own. So depending on that, yes, you could move ahead with an appeal even before sentencing. That appeal, though, again, you're still stuck in New York State Court. So it's not like, and when you appeal, remember, you're going to judges now. You're not going to get a jury again. So you're going to likely judges who've been appointed or have won races, depending on the court, in a very liberal city.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to ask a bunch of you right now. I know there's a lot of people watching on YouTube and Rumble that may not be used to seeing us. They may be brand new, because we noticed that about 50% of the viewers who join us live or later on are not currently subscribing to our channels. I'm going to ask you right now, if you're brand new, hit that subscribe button, hit the little thumbs up like, and hit the notification bell. All those things really help get this kind of word out there. And when a verdict does come down, we will be there for you with incredible analysis from the top legal minds in the country. So make sure you do that right now. If you're watching, I'm also going to ask you to vote on the poll and put in a comment. If you don't have a comment or question that's related to the topic, all I ask you always to do is just tell us where you're watching from. I love during the breaks to go through and see the worldwide impact that the ACLJ has and that this broadcast has, that we are not only heard even within the confines of our country, we are being heard, your message is being heard across the globe, really. It's really phenomenal to see. So I'm going to ask you to do that right now. I'm also going to ask you to become an ACLJ champion. That is someone that wants to support not only this broadcast, but our incredible legal work, which you're going to hear about, you know, even again, whether it's the President of the United States or a person in a senior living center. We're here to hear about that next, who just wants to talk about their faith.
Again, you might think, hey, I heard about that already. Nope.
Another one.
Yeah.
As I say, as DJ Khaled would say, another one. 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go to Debbie, who's calling, watching on YouTube on line one.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just, I'm so upset about this for President Trump. How come nobody can step in and see this is all a farce? How are they getting away with this?
I think half the country is stepping in and seeing that this is a farce. I mean, I think, you know, the country's very divided. I mean, just by the polls, by the numbers. There are some good new polls out for President Trump. We'll go through later in the broadcast. But, I mean, the country is nearly 50-50 on a lot of these issues. So, I mean, I'd say probably half the country agrees with you, Debbie. This is a farce. They agree with what President Trump is saying. These are like show trials. And the worst of the worst of the American justice system, when you come up with laws that have already outrun their statute of limitations, this falsification of business records. So you go and find other laws, you try to what we call bootstrap those laws to them, and the judge is saying, pick one of the three, and you can make it a felony. And by the way, the jury doesn't have to agree on which one of the three. They can each pick their own, and that'll make it a felony. I never even heard of anything like that before in my life.
Let's actually hear more from President Trump. We have an additional. This is from just a minute ago. This is from when he was out there speaking. Take a listen.
Every single legal scholar and expert said this is no case. It shouldn't be brought. And it certainly could have been brought 7 years ago, not in the middle of a presidential election. It was all done by Joe Biden. This judge contributed to Joe Biden. And far worse than that, but I'm not allowed to talk about it because I have a gag order. Far worse than that, by 1,000 times worse than that. The worst I've ever heard, but I can't talk about it. It'll be talked about, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. But it'll be talked about in the history books.
Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, he has to be very careful with the words he chooses because this judge has threatened him with jail over violating, you know, he has violated, they've found that he's violated the gag orders. I think a lot of these gag orders are unconstitutional because they don't allow him to defend himself to the public, especially when you shut off the cameras in the courtroom, because we have to rely on journalists, which means if you're a conservative, you may go to like a Fox News or Newsmax to find out people that were in the room. If you're a liberal, you go to CNN or MSNBC to find out what happened in the room. And then a lot of the country is just waiting to, you know, kind of just get an opinion the next day. They're not following daytime news coverage.
No.
They got a job. I mean,
they've not been watching the live tweets that have been coming in pretty much. I mean, that's all it's been. It has been weeks of a red screen. For some reason, they all decided red screen. Red screen. And just, here's what's happening live. I'll be honest, I've paid very little attention to it because of the way it's been presented.
Well, it's boring. Honestly,
it's unwatchable. This is the most exciting time because it's over.
Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, again, this will kind of give us a sense of how the rest of the cases will move forward. Will any of them move forward quickly enough that they will even have an impact potentially on the next election? Because we know in Florida, they've, Judge Cannon, there's totally toss a timeline.
Yeah.
There's been issues, of course, with the Fannie Willis issues. And then you've got, of course, issues out of Letitia James in New York because the federal, it's all been, he's wanted to go. Jack Smith has been like, you know, it's my turn now to go to Washington and do the January 6th trial. So,
I mean, we're less than a month away from what's supposed to be the first debate.
Yeah, I mean, they've agreed on it.
They've agreed on it, but there's still a, kind of, I feel like, a question mark in the air.
CNN and ABC.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still say, why Republicans did we agree to that?
I think that they just wanted to call his bluff. I think that President Biden put up a list of requirements that he thought President Trump no way was going to do, which was put it on one of these networks, CNN, ABC, some of the others. Yeah, no Fox. You had to have, there was a whole list of requirements, and they seemed like there was no way, and then Trump immediately said yes, and I think that has thrown them off. And now I feel like they're figuring out ways to potentially not do it. Obviously, there's the RFK situation. There's a lot of that happening right now, so we'll see. We're going to be back, though, with CeCe Heil, who's going to be joining us, senior attorney, to talk about a current situation going on the ACLJ is working on. Again, we represent not only you know, people like the President of the United States, we represent people like you, and you want to hear about these issues. Because with these, it's really what's important. It's what's happening all around the country. And if you need that kind of help, you need to go to aclj.org/help. But really, to support us being able to be there for you, you need to become an ACLJ champion. So we are, we're trying to, again, we have monthly recurring donors. It gives us a baseline to gauge the number of cases we can take. So I'm encourage you to go to aclj.org/champions. We're just 90 new champions away from hitting our month's goal. 90 new ones. Okay. There's 5,000 of you watching just on social media. So do that. And you can do it at any level, by the way. You pick the level of your comfort. So do it right now. aclj.org/champions.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
welcome back to Seculo. We are taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you've got calls about President Trump and the trial, we're going to take those calls as well. But we do want to always update you on the ACLJ's legal work and a case that we might be filing very soon. CeCe Howell's joining us now. And CeCe, this is a case, again, the ACLJ, we always try to, again, the first attempt with the ACLJ, if you ever contact us at aclj.org/help, is not to run into court, but is to try and handle things even more quickly for clients by contacting the party who is committing the wrongdoing and getting them to change their policy or let someone know who was wrongfully using their policy and interpreting their policy. But when they don't, after a period of time, we give them a deadline and we say, if you don't meet it by this deadline, we are going to file in court. And CeCe, I want people to know, because we talked about this a lot at senior living centers. Yet again, a senior living center that has a community table has told one of the residents there, stop putting your Bible tract or your Christian tracts out. They're just garbage. Didn't tell that to anybody else. They didn't take the table away for the community table. Just told her, stop putting her garbage tracts, her religious tracts out on the table. And so we've put them on notice. Today is the day. And if they don't get back to us today, the case is filed tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right, Jordan. Sadly, we've seen an uptake in these cases in senior living communities where they, like you said, have a community table or a place where people can put any kind of literature and things out, but they will literally target any religious literature. So this is a senior living center in Pennsylvania, and our client has lived there since 2017 and has put out these religious tracts faithfully, and actually there's been no complaints from any of the residents, no complaints, and in fact they actually really appreciate that this our client putting out these tracts. But just recently, now she's done this since 2017, just recently she had the leasing agent tell her twice that she could not do it. And just like you said, the leasing agent literally said, you cannot have this garbage out. And so each time the management company has said, no, she can. But just recently on May 2nd, the management company has changed their position, and they have said, and this is what is more just astonishing, they have said they're trying to be more inclusive. So therefore, she cannot have her religious materials out. Yes, yeah, so it is ridiculous, even the reasons that they're saying that. So we got involved immediately. We sent a demand letter. We point out that the Fair Housing Act actually prohibits any of these senior living centers from discriminating against religious information.
Well, it shows when you say inclusive, that means really people who are a faith or Christians, you are not included in that inclusivity ever. That actually means we mean everyone but you.
Right.
Yes.
We're absolutely discriminating against the religious right. material while we're being inclusive.
So,
yes.
So what's the next step here?
So we have given them today, in our demand letter, we point out the law. We point that it is our client's right to have this material on their community table. And we have given them to respond to today, showing us, that they have changed their policy. And if they do not tell us by today, then we will pursue this in court.
And look, this happens all the time. Our producer, Will, just put in our chat. He said at least 7. That's just if we're just a generic number.
Months.
In the last 12 months, senior living center specifically, that's a quick count. There could actually be many more than that, but at least 7. That means more than every other month we're getting a case coming in from a senior living center where someone, because of their faith, is being discriminated against.
Yeah, and we've been successful. When we send these letters and point out the law, we've been successful in getting our clients the ability to keep putting this religious information out.
A lot of times you have, either it's power-hungry staff or you have people who just frankly don't know.
That's right.
They think they're doing what they have
calling
to do.
Calling it garbage, I feel like that's a staff, a person who knows what they're doing.
That's like a Ben Stiller.
An animus towards religious people or specifically Christians. And because you wouldn't use terms like
that. Get rid of this garbage.
Yeah, get rid of this garbage. Yeah. When you have a community table that everyone else is allowed to put their information out about, and you can't put your Christian Bible tract out. This, again, it's classic ACLJ work. And what we've seen is like that work, whether it's in a public school setting, whether it's in a college setting or a university setting or a senior living center setting. What I am encouraged about is that people are fighting back. They have realized over time, and I'm glad those seniors even living there, Logan, have realized, because the ACLJ, they know that what's been done to them is wrong and they can fight back. And so they contact us.
That's right.
Because they've been listening to the ACLJ or supporting the ACLJ for long enough to know they can't treat me this way.
And that's the entire point. That's the big reason why we have ACLJ champions, because we are saying, create that baseline. So when you are in need, and hopefully you never are, but if you are in need of legal help, we're there for you at absolutely no cost. Or a lot of people, like I'm sure this person, the senior living center, probably does not have the cost or the money to go and pay for a lawyer and go fight this. But you're right. Because they've been active listeners or supporters of the ACLJ or someone in their family has, they know we are there for them at absolutely no cost. But of course, we can't do that. We can't have incredible attorneys like you and CC and our incredible team here, or even our media team that I'm looking at. We can't do that without people supporting it, because that is how we pay the bills. It's how we hire the best of the best. So we are only 90 away from our monthly goal for new ACLJ champions. 90. It's probably a little less than that now since I said that in the last segment. We can take a look at an updated number. Be a part of that today. Go to aclj.org/champions, because you never know when you are going to be in need. And we need to be there for you. You can be a champion of not only life, liberty, and freedom, but you can be a champion because you know one day they may be coming for you, and you want to make sure we are here for you. And we are doing that at such an amazing level, like you said, right now, whether it is a senior living facility with someone putting out Bible tracts, or whether it is defending Israel in the biggest of big cases potentially coming right now. We could be involved in all that, but that is why this is important.
Yes, and I just want to point out really quickly, because we have seen such an uptake in these senior living complaints, we have a legal memo on our website. So not only can you go to aclj.org/help to fill out our helpline, you can also go to aclj.org and download this legal memo. If you find yourself in a senior living facility or apartment complex and you need this information, we have a legal memo that you can use and provide to your complex.
All right. And folks, I wanted to let you know too, our producer Will just put in the chat, we sent another demand letter last week in Nebraska to an independent senior complex that wasn't allowing a Bible study in the common room. And we're also waiting on a response from them this week. So again, they have a common room. You're allowed to rent out, you know, sign up to say, hey, we're going to use this room to, you know, play, you know, whatever.
Yeah, just a community group.
Yeah, have a meeting. Room, yeah. Have a meeting in maybe a crochet group.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, because they wouldn't do a Bible study, they were denied. So we've got the demand letter out. If they don't answer that, we go to court. I mean, that's the great thing about the ACLJ. When you go to aclj.org/help, is again, we start with trying to get this handled for you as quickly as possible, so you don't have to go through the full legal process. But if we have to, we're committed to doing that for you, to making sure your rights are vindicated, because when your rights are vindicated, others' rights are vindicated as well. And we appreciate all of you who contact us so we can vindicate those rights.
Yeah, for all those waiting on hold, also, we're going to take calls coming up in this next segment. So a lot of the calls on the Trump deliberation that's happening right now. I know a lot of you are just joining us. You may have heard about the incredible work of the ACLJ. We got to make sure we highlight that, because that work is just as important. But we're going to head back to the Trump deliberation, take a lot of your calls coming up, so stay on hold. We have one line open, 1-800-684-3110, or get your comments in. Second half hour coming up. Find us on aclj.org. We'll be right back with more.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. So a lot of calls have come in. We did want to spend some time on that ACLJ work. And, of course, to find out more about what the ACLJ is doing, go to ACLJ.org. And part of this broadcast, of course, is updating you on what's happening important legally in the country, especially when it happens to be the Republican nominee for president, who, interestingly enough, they'll be debating, if the debates do actually move forward, before they've officially become the nominee. Both of them.
It's just the assumption.
Yes, so
I mean, it's a pretty good assumption at this point. Yes, I think we're okay. Because these are not official debates in the sense of they're not.
That presidential debate commission is out.
Yeah, there's no governing board here.
The Republican Party left that years ago. I guess the Democrat Party has now left it as well.
Yeah, this is now a television event. Really, is what you got to think about.
Basically,
yes. This is an event.
It
to
is a
broadcast.
Negotiated television event between the two parties and the two campaigns with the broadcaster.
Yeah.
I still think what will be interesting is not so much who is airing it, but who is asking the questions.
Yeah.
And what the topics will be.
I think they have put out who the CNN.
Who is it?
It's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, right? Are the two that will be doing that. So, you know, they're less biased journalists that are there.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
There's debate, like you were saying.
Yeah, I'm just excited.
We were getting to a point where it was likely.
I still think there's a very good chance that this does not happen.
Yeah, I do too. I mean,
I just have a feeling.
When you see the way Joe Biden talks,
Yeah. Why
would you put him in this situation?
You put him in that, you could figure out a way out of it.
Do you put him in that to hope that Trump does what he did in that first debate? He just acts like such a jerk.
Yeah.
Joe Biden doesn't say anything and he wins.
Yeah, we had Sean Spicer on. He said that's what Trump needs to do, the opposite, which is just to go, you know what I did for the country, let's let him speak. You know, go the opposite route. Now, do I think President Trump will do that? No, I do not. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's go first to Harold, who's calling in Arkansas on line 3. You're on the air.
Hey, Harold.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm just at a loss trying to figure out why is there no attorneys group or judge group in New York or even the Supreme Court or somebody that could step in and say, hey, this is wrong. This is not correct. You cannot do this, not to a sitting ex-president or somebody that's running for president again, but for anybody in this country. How could this be happening in the United States of America? It should be stopped by somebody.
Well, I think this is, of course, unique to our system of justice, though. You've got, of course, you have a Supreme Court, and you have federal courts, and the federal courts are then divided into circuit courts, which then have district courts. So you've got that set up. Then you have all of your different state courts, and that varies greatly based on what state you live in. I mean, you know what you call it. Then in New York, the Supreme Court is like the lowest court. I mean, we live in a country that has a 10th Amendment, which means that most of the policing power, actually the criminal charging power, is in the states, and the states are very different, and it's they have their core constitutional duties they must uphold for the rights of those accused. The rights to a speedy trial, the rights to the Fourth Amendment rights, search and seizure, to be able to confront the witnesses against you, things like that for the defendant that has those rights. But that's about it. After that, so you don't have like a one singular place to go to say this is wrong. So they know that. So they hit you from every front. They go to Florida. They go to New York. They go twice to New York. They go federal New York, state New York, D.C. federal, and a federal in Florida. They use a special counsel against you twice. They use a New York AG for the whole state and a New York City DA. As well, which is the case we're waiting on now.
Yep.
And again, it's unprecedented that we've seen this done against a president, a former president of the United States, and a current candidate, a leading candidate for president of the United States.
Yeah, we've got a couple lines open. Phone lines or phone calls are coming in pretty strong. We want to make sure we answer all the questions you have. That was a great question, and a lot more are coming in. If you have one of those questions related to this topic or our ACLJ work, give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to continue that discussion. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
Welcome back to Secular. A lot of questions in about President Trump's trial. And, you know, let's go to Todd's in Georgia on line four. Hey, Todd, welcome to Secular. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question is, if there's a mistrial, would they try to retry President Trump in order to keep him off the campaign trail?
So you think like you're thinking like a hung jury situation potentially? I'd have to go look at New York state law there. I have a feeling because of the three other cases that Letitia James is not going to want that to be done, or he's going to have to go to the back of the line. So that would recircle back. So you wouldn't see that for a very long time. If Donald Trump wins this, I cannot imagine these prosecutors putting the country through this again. They would be pretty embarrassed at that point. I think that Alvin Bragg would want to go run and hide because he has spent so much resources of New York City when it is going through a very tough time itself, the city of New York, and he spent so much time, so much of the nation's time on trial that if, you know, there's the hung jury or, again, they found not guilty, that people, and I think either one of those options is still very likely here. I don't think it's 100% that it's going to be found guilty, even though you would think that in New York. The charges are so weird and so convoluted, especially the charge to make it a felony, that I think it may be tough for people to say that deserves jail. That was clear enough that it deserves Donald Trump going to jail, because then they have to think about themselves. And everybody in New York is a business person or works in a business, and they've got lawyers on this committee, you've got stock traders on this, you know, financial people on this. I mean, again, can you sometimes retry? Yes, but this is not a mistrial situation. This would be a hung jury.
I think people are just trying to put together all the
What
could happen? What are the possible outcomes of this?
Most likely is this then moves on. We move on to a different case.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
And right now, I mean, Trump is certainly, according to his speeches he gave today, kind of prepping people for a guilty verdict.
Yes.
It definitely feels that way, because he's saying not even Mother Teresa could get, you know, can get out of these charges. So that is what he is certainly, that is what he and his team have said. Be prepared to get slapped with a guilty verdict. Yeah. Sure, this is New York. Sure, New York is crumbling right now, which according to Robert De Niro, if Trump becomes president, New York will be the worst. I don't know if he's
Joe Biden.
They haven't looked around to see what's going on. Let's go to Kevin. He's calling in Texas on line three, watching on Rumble, which we appreciate. Rumble, the free speech platform. We always know we are safe on Rumble. So thank you to all the Rumblers out there who watch.
Definitely.
Kevin, you're on the air.
Good morning, guys. Always good afternoon there. Anyhow, my question is, do you think Trump supporters, because of the Trump trial and all this, and I mean, think about it. What if, like, a West Virginia, and it's Republican now, DA decides to go after every single candidate that the Democrats put up, so the lawfare aspect of it. Do you think that, so kind of my question is, do you think this is going to motivate Trump supporters and also other people who believe in good and fair elections to get involved in the upcoming elections?
I hope it does encourage people to get more involved in elections. What I don't hope it encourages is people to file lawsuits against people in other parties they don't like just because they see them as their political opponent. They should only file lawsuits if they feel like a crime has been committed. If you're talking about prosecutors, now if you're talking about civil trial, that's different. That's it between individuals that have a dispute. But if you're talking about the state or the federal government or a municipality bringing charges against a politician, and usually those, again, criminal, because of their politics, to me, that is the worst place America could go. And I think that would be just as bad for Republicans to do. Now, does that mean that Republicans should ignore criminal wrongdoing by the left? No. If there's criminal wrongdoing, prosecute it.
Yeah.
But don't get caught. Don't look like Adam Schiff. Don't bring impeachments when the Chief Justice won't even show up. Don't do these show trials that people are mocking for 6 weeks on TV. You know what? I mean, I think the one thing Republicans kind of have over Democrats right now is that we haven't fallen. And even President Trump, he didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. He said, actually, we won. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And now you have a situation where, sure, has Joe Biden done things that under the same situation, essentially, that they have, that they impeached President Trump over? Could you at least make a good argument for, sure, now we've lowered the bar impeachment to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so far they haven't done it. They've issued some articles. It's happened, but it hasn't gotten
close, but it's probably not moving there.
Hey, I did want to say we are only 75 champions away. Just got this from our producer. 75 champions away from hitting our monthly goal. So we've had a bunch come in during the broadcast. I want to thank you. If you are a champion, let me know in the chat. But again, thank you. If you want to become an ACLJ champion, do it right now. That is all a champion is a monthly supporter. We're able to meet the legal challenges ahead because of our ACLJ champions who support our work every month. Again, recurring donors give us a baseline to gauge the number of cases we can take, the amount of media we can provide. So please become a champion today, aclj.org/champions. We also have some phone lines still open right now at 1-800-684-3110.
I can answer that question.
You want to?
I can answer it.
Laurie's question?
I can answer it.
Let's go, Laurie in Tennessee on line 6. A little bit of a swerve, a little bit different question. You're on the air.
Okay, hi, guys. I just want to say that your organization is one of the best that have legal boots on the ground, so thank you so much. My question is about precedent. With Joe Biden signing Executive Order 14019 that allows non-citizens to vote without oversight by our own state, does that take precedent over the bills that are in place that will be voted on this, probably this week, H.R. 8281 and Senate Bill 4292 that is about safeguard American voter eligibility, which requires states to obtain documentary proof of U.S. citizenship and identity in person when registering to vote in a federal election, which takes precedent?
We strongly support the SAVE Act, by the way. We've done a lot of work with Speaker Johnson and the Republican leadership team on the SAVE Act. ACLJ Action has endorsed that. And if you're part of ACLJ Action, you've got emails on that. We've asked you to contact your members of Congress in the House on the SAVE Act as well. So I do know what you're referencing there. But right now, what we're really talking about is that there are places, municipalities, and states that have said non-citizens can vote in our elections, not federal elections, but in local elections and state elections. And so the question is, what would take power if President Biden passed an executive order? He could not give immigrants who are not U.S. citizens the right to vote in federal elections. But a House and Senate bill that isn't signed by the president doesn't overtake a presidential executive order. But in that situation, they're not exactly the same thing. So that executive order would not be a good one. nor would it be followed by again, President Biden doesn't have that power. If what you're saying is he's going to allow illegal immigrants to vote in the presidential election, he can't do that. Some states and municipalities have let non-citizens vote in local and state elections. That is true. It's primarily in blue states. But remember, this House and Senate can act, but until that is signed by the president, those are just actions by the House and the Senate. They are not the law. Yep. So just, I think that answers. I hope
hopefully,
that answers
hopefully it does. We do have a lot of questions coming in. Our phone screener is going through them as quickly as we can right now. We will go ahead. Let's go ahead and take one more call. Let's go to Linda, who's calling in Virginia on line 5. Linda, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I know Montgomery County allows people to vote in local elections. I wasn't going to talk about this, but the previous caller brought it up. I don't see anybody removing anybody from a voter list once they're on. That would be
the issue. See, that was the issue I was going to get to, which is that the problem becomes when you start allowing non-citizens to vote in local and municipal elections. What happens at the state election level when they're already on the voter rolls? Yeah. Is there something on the voter rolls that actually says, hey, this person can vote in local, but they're not a citizen of the United States? Maybe they have a green card. Maybe they're legally here, but they are not a citizen. So it's not like they should be deported. But how do they differ? You know, we all know the answer to that, I think, Linda, which is likely they don't.
Let's go ahead and play a bite real quick. I wanted to throw back to last week because Jordan was not here. This was right after. Nice. This is Governor Hochul in New York. This was right after right before the Bronx rally about who should be there. Because I want to throw back for all of you who are watching right now to show Jordan what you guys did. Let's play this.
Well, I'll tell you, it won't make a difference at all, Jake, and that is for Donald Trump to be the ringleader and invite all his clowns to a place like the Bronx. New York will never, ever support Donald Trump for president. We know him better than anyone, and that means we understand what he's all about. It's just for himself. So this state will go solidly behind Joe Biden for president, as it has in the past.
And as New York has become the epicenter, of course, we said last week, send in the clown. So I'm going to ask, you know what? Show Jordan what you did last week, okay? We did this because he didn't get to see it. This was on YouTube and Rumble. Line him up with those clown emojis. I want to see it. I want to see some honk honks in the chat. We said we should be making merch with this. It got so popular. And you know what? That's as we head into the last segment. We're going to take as many calls as we can at 1-800-684-3110. And here the clowns are coming. All right. Look at this YouTube chat. I love it. It's my favorite thing. Clown it up.
I see clowns.
Yep. Bring it in. All right. We'll be right back. Whoop, whoop.
After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. And believe me, abortionists like Planned Parenthood are devastated. This victory would not have been possible without the steadfast prayer and support of ACLJ members like you. On behalf of the entire ACLJ, I thank you for standing with us against the abortion industry and helping us save defenseless babies. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
right, we've made it to another final segment. The jury is still deliberating. They've now deliberated almost.
And how about that YouTube chat? Have you taken a look?
Man, that's a lot of clowns, people.
I mean, it's...
Now, if you don't understand these chats, you're a regular radio listener, or maybe just not, you know, following the chat room.
There's a live chat that's happening if you watch, which, by the way, you should.
It's some people are even getting more interesting than clowns.
Yeah. Well, I like the clowns. Full television, you know, style production we do here. So if you're just listening over the air or the audio podcast, that's
kinda
great.
Scare me.
But yeah, you don't really love clowns, but I think this is so funny, and I think it's the greatest thing ever. So keep it going with the clowns. Send in the clowns.
Can you do like a scary clown?
I think there's one clown. I don't think there's a lot of options in the clown world. But again, that is because Governor Hochul of New York said, you know, Trump is going to come here with all his clowns. And I said, well, where are my clowns?
They weren't clowns. They were actually pretty tough. I wouldn't want to. Let me tell you something. The South Bronx for Trump rally attendees, when I saw those 25,000, I was like, yeah, well, that's how you can start a revolution.
Yeah.
They're on your side.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, the opening rap group.
Oh, it was pretty hardcore.
I mean, the
neck tattoos. And maybe they've had some current charges against them.
Yes.
There was a whole thing. All right, let's go
this
ahead.
This guy had MAGA. I mean, literally, fully tattooed, like, full prison-style tattoo across his neck.
Yeah. All right.
Whoa.
Hey, we got three lines open. 1-800-684-3110. Some of you clowns call in. Let's go ahead. Let's go to Kay, who's calling in Georgia. Listen on SiriusXM. Kay, you're
on
the air.
We got hearts. We got hearts, too.
Hey, yeah, thanks for what y'all do, and I am a supporter. But my question is, what's going to happen if he's convicted? You can't even vote. If you're a convicted felon, you can't vote in elections. How is he possibly going to run for president?
Well, first of all, that's in some states, not all states. So every state's different about that. Some states also allow you, after a certain amount of time, you could petition to get those rights restored. So we can't make it generally that you're not allowed to vote. But in some states, that is the case. If President Trump is convicted, though, his ability to vote, let's say that is impugned by this trial or some other trial, does it impede his ability to be president of the United States? And so, again, does it make it tougher? I think it makes it tougher politically for people to vote for you if they think that you are not going to be able to effectively do the job because you are convicted criminal, even if they don't agree with your conviction. I think that's what the Biden team's hoping, is that you're going to get criminally convicted. You're a criminal. And if we get you one or two times on this, that even people who really like you, maybe not the people who show up at your rallies, but the Republican kind of voter who would at least vote for you, they're going to be worried that you're not going to be able to really govern and spend time focusing on the U.S. and the American people. And so maybe you're not the right person to be leading the country. I think it's their one political strategy behind this is try to take away votes that would be for Trump to say, you know what, I'd usually vote for him, and I feel bad for the guy, too distracted to actually run the country.
All right, let's continue on. Let's go to Cassandra, who's calling. It's the ACLJ champion, which we appreciate. And hey, if you want to become an ACLJ champion, I don't know if we have a current update, but last time we checked, we were 75 champions away from our monthly goal. Obviously, the month ends in 2 days. So we encourage you right now, become an ACLJ champion. That's a monthly recurring donor to the ACLJ. You pick the level.
If many of you put up your clowns.
Yeah, we'd give $5 a month. It would be incredible. We'd be well over. Cassandra, welcome.
Thank you, sir. I became a champion in honor of my grandson for his freedom for the future.
That's awesome.
Gentlemen, I'd like to know, is there a provision that the Founding Fathers provided in the underpinning of our nation that provides for an emergency situation or an emergency remedy by the Supreme Court to step into a situation like what's going on in New York to take control over a judge that has clearly committed illegalities has gone off the rails? Is there such a provision?
You can impeach judges.
Yeah, basically, how do you hold a judge accountable?
So states have their own. This is state court judge at Manhattan, district court judge. They have rules that they have to abide by. They can be impeached. They can be removed. The Supreme Court would look at whether your rights were violated constitutionally. So were your constitutional rights violated by this case? So there are multiple ways to look at this, Cassandra. You know what the problem is? None of those ways I'm describing to you are very quick. I mean, in America, we figure out quick is like 24 hours now. In our founding, like a six-week trial like this trial, that wouldn't be considered so long to get all this information out and all the complications of getting people there. And a lot of criminal trials that are complicated go much longer than 6 weeks. So, but this one was weird because for lack of a violent crime or a more conspirators, because you only had one defendant here, that was pretty long. So there are ways to correct the wrongs, yes. But a lot, we have allowed our judicial system to be politicized either by letting politicians who are elected by party appoint the judges or have the judges run by party.
Let's go ahead and take another phone call. Let's go to Greg, who's asking a question. He's watching on YouTube a question that a lot of people are asking. Maybe our last call we get to today. Greg, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm Greg. I'm an ACLJ supporter. And my question is today is what if President Trump, they do convict President Trump, will they handcuff him and arrest him and put him in jail?
You know, I don't think so in this situation. So you could, in a violent crime situation, obviously, usually you'd already be in prison. So you would just be coming to court to hear the verdict. So you wouldn't have even made bail. You wouldn't have had bail offered to you if it was a murder case, those kind of situations, or bail that you couldn't even.
A lot of people are just asking that question. It's like, is basically the verdict.
He's been booked already.
Does the verdict get read? Does he get handcuffed and thrown in prison?
There could be some kind of processing.
Okay.
There could be some kind of processing. That does not mean he will be sentenced at that time. Yes. That's separate.
Well, I want to encourage you all.
I don't think he will not be in jail between the I'm pretty confident that he will not be in jail between when the verdict comes out, even if it's against him.
It's not
him.
A guaranteed jail time.
No, it's not.
Also. So there's also the chance that he gets
guilty. Fully convicted, found guilty of all these charges, and no jail time.
All right. Thank you, guys. Let's go. Well, you know what, Jay? Unfortunately, we're just not going to be able to get to you today. So tell Jay that we apologize, Jay in Virginia. We are really a couple days away from the end of our month, and ACLJ champions are our backbone. You've heard of us talk about it all day, and that's because our team said we want to make sure people know becoming an ACLJ champion is incredibly important right now. So go to aclj.org/champions. You've heard the what you could presume are like the smaller cases, like sending a demand letter to a senior living center. But you heard we've done that now dozens of times in the last year. We have been talking to senior living centers who have specifically been targeting Christians, throwing out their Bible tracts and calling them garbage. Then you have the other side. We filed 3 federal complaints against major universities. That's Harvard, Columbia, UCLA, for allowing violent pro-Hamas protesters to target Jewish and Christian students. Again, anyone who supports Israel, as they say, Zionist, proud Zionist here. And that just means you think that a Jewish state of Israel should exist. And we're preparing to file more. We also have the FOIA information going out about Biden funneling money to pro-Hamas causes through environmental groups. We talked about that yesterday. There's so much happening, and really, without the work of the ACLJ champions, we're not able to get the job done. So do it right now. Become an ACLJ champion, under 75 away from hitting our goal. 72 away as of now. So again, more have come in as our broadcast has gone on. 72 away. Become an ACLJ champion. Jordan, we'll be back tomorrow with more on Seculo because it's an important time, and we're going to keep people updated. If a verdict comes out, you're going to hear the top-notch analysis right here. If you're brand new on YouTube or on Rumble or on Facebook, I'm going to ask you to subscribe, follow, like, whatever it is. And you know what? For the last time, send in those clowns. Fill it up. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.